things we want to speak about. It says over here, he brings in the Sefer Shar Gilgulim, Sefer Charedim, that a person that's pogim eino, a person that's not careful with his eyes, and this galgel ba'oif, he comes back to this world, he's reincarnated as a chicken. The name of the chicken is called ro'a. It's a type of chicken that uses its koyach of re'iyah, when it looks on its eggs a lot, and that causes the eggs to crack. It uses chayzik ha-re'iyah shalai, it's called a ra'ah. So a person that doesn't use his re'iyah properly comes back as a gilgul, comes back as a chicken. Now, the Arizal says that when you come back as a gilgul, so it's different for people than animals. When you come back as a chicken, you know that you were once a person, and you're just stuck in a chicken's body. Now, you can't do anything about it. It's not like you can like act like a person. You're a chicken, and you act like a chicken, but you're stuck, you're jailed in chicken body. There's a person in there. That's only if you're a gilgul. Yeah. He says that if a person comes back as a gilgul as another person, he doesn't know that he was once the original person. But if you come back as a gilgul, I'm on page Kuf Tzadi Beis. I don't know if you're there. Anyway, Akitzer, there's a bunch of other things that it says over here. He says that from the Zohar HaKadosh, that if a person on page Kuf Ayin Hey, if a person does a lot of Shmiras Einayim problems, like isn't careful, so then there's a special klipa. The klipa is called Pisois. There's thousands and thousands of klipas that come with him, and they come after he finishes to his kever, and they smash his eyes in the kever. They grind his eyes. They're Meshaber Einoiv, his eyes. And afterwards, they drag him into a pit, which is called Bar L'Nechashim. They bring him into a pit of snakes and scorpions. And over there, they grab him, they don him, and they rip out his eyes. Herim, and it says, Al Sheherim Einov Vehivkim, because he was Poygim Einov. He says, that's shot in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Smach Bochi Al Dusecha. You think you're having a good time when you're young. Halech b'darkei libecha, you go in the ways that you want to go. U'bemaria einecha, and the things that you see, v'da'a, and you should just know, ki al kol eila yaviach Elokim b'mishpat. You are going to end up having to pay a price for all of these things. So just know that in advance. Akitzer, you know, now Rabbi Yisrael, I just want you to know, if you think like you're nervous, you do tshuva, you get out of it. Okay, you do tshuva, you get out of it. But if a person is going to continue just being hefker with his eyes, he's getting to get himself into serious problems over here. He says that from the Zohar, the Zohar says, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, when he was walking, his chevra was walking behind him, and there would be a woman there. Moich Eine, he would close his eyes and he'd tell his friends, Al Tifno, don't turn this way. You know, he was very careful to be machbit, to protect them, that they shouldn't be nichshol and shmiras einayim. Okay. So Rabbi Yisrael, I'd like to quote to you a Gemara. It's, to me, a very startling Gemara, and I think it's an important Gemara for all of us to know. The Gemara is in Sanhedrin Ayin Hei Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, right on the top of Sanhedrin Ayin Hei Amid Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Ma'isa Ba'adam Echad Shenasan Einav Bi'isha Achas. There's a story about a person, and he saw a woman that he was taken by her. Nasan Einav, he put his eyes on a woman. V'hele liboy tina. And he, mamish, he couldn't stop thinking about her. Ubo v'shol l'roifim. He was like sick. He became sick. They asked the doctors, Amru, ein lo takona ad sheyibala. The guy, he's not going to get healthy until he has relations with her. He's just, mamish, he went crazy about her. He's crazy about her. He's going to have to bother. That's what the doctors said. Then they went to the rabbis. Amru chachamim, yamos v'altiv aloi. Okay, he's going to have to die. That's it. You can't be boiler. They came back and said, okay, listen, we'll try this. Tamoid lefano v'aruma. She should just stand in front of him without any clothes. Yamos v'altamo lefano v'aruma. He should rather die. Not going to work. Tesaper imoy me'achoyrei hageder. Just let him talk to her from behind the door. Let him talk on the phone. That's it. They don't have to even see each other. Nothing. He just needs to talk to her. Yomus ve'al tesaper imo me'achori ageder. He should rather die than talk to her. Pligiba, Rabbi Yaakov bar Idiv, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni. There's a machlekes in the Gemara. Chad Omer be'eshazish. One says she was a married woman. What? Chad Omer eshazish. One says she was married. Chad Omer pnuya haisa. One says she was a single girl. Eligible bachelorette. And we paskin pnuya haisa. Pnuya haisa. So what does it say in the Gemara, Rabbi say? That a person says, I can't, I need to, or whatever. Yamos, v'al tesaper imo me'achayre hageder. Rather die. Now, before you plan your own demise, make sure that we speak about that and we could try to deal with it accordingly. But, that's what the Gemara says. Rama Baskins. Pnuya. Pnuya. Rabbi said, this is serious, serious business. Shmir Zeinayim is serious business. Listen to the Gemara. Listen to unbelievable Gemara. Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ayin Dalet Amid Beis. Amar Abzeira, Maikra. Toiv Mare Einayim Mehalach Nafesh. Toiv Mare Einayim. It means it's good, just the eye, just the seeing. Mehalach Nafesh, from going somewhere. Amar Reish Lakish. Toiv Mare Einayim Beisha. The Yetzahara would rather. Mare einayim beisha, a person looking at a woman, yoiser megufoi shel maisa, more than the aveira itself. That's what the Yetzirah is after. Shenemar toiv mare einayim mehaloch nofesh. Void amusham hirhure aveira koshin me aveira. Hirhure aveira are worse than the aveira itself. Pile ployim, my boys. Pile ployim. What's the pshat? I'm going to tell you three pshat. I'm going to tell you three pshat. Pshat number one. And I think that this is the pshuta shomeg. This is the pasha pshat. What is the most pristine? What is the most special place that we have? What is the most special part of a person? It's his mind. Chofetz Chaim explains, Torah takes place in your mind. Your mind is your kodesh hakodashim. Your mind is the holiest place that we have. That's why Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam doesn't even have any physical manifestation. It's pure ruchnius. So if a person has hirhuri aveira, person's thinking about things that he's not supposed to think about, he's looking at things he's not supposed to look, what he's doing is he's bringing a zoina into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, into the most special place that he has. His sanctuary is his mind. His eyes go straight to his mind. Things that we do with our body, says the Chofetz Chaim, are not as bad. It's not as bad. It's bad, don't get me wrong. Averis and mitzvahs are good. Do mitzvahs, they're great. There's no mitzvah like Talmud Torah happens up here. There's no avera like Shmiras Einayim happens up here. We have to protect our mind. That's one pshat. There's another pshat, which also I think is pshat, is if a person would take a study, he would take a survey of how many people that are shomer Torah and mitzvahs, that are over on Gilui Arayis, how many people in the history of the world shomer Torah mitzvah omer Gilui Arayis. So it happened, Rachmana Litzlan, it happened. But how many? Compared to how many people were over in Shmiras Einayim? How many times people in their lifetime, how many people were never over on Gilui Arayis, but were over hundreds of thousands of times on the Isser of Shmiras Einayim? So maybe you tell me Gilui Arayis bad affair, but Shmiras Einayim, you get nailed every day, multiple times you're benisayim. So the Chofetz Chaim writes, you know why Lashon Hara is such a bad affair? Because you could do it all the time. Wherever you're going, there's Lashon Hara. A person could be talking Lashon Hara. It's telling you, it keeps just piling up, and there's Averas upon Averas upon Averas. Maybe it's little Averas, but there's a mountain of little Averas. There's a mountain of Shmiras Einayim. Wherever you go, it's a challenge. Go to Kevin Shmuel HaNavi, it's a challenge. You walk down the street, you go to the Makolot, it's a challenge. So this is, the Yetzer Hara says, look, this is an easy, it's just an easy bait. It's an easy target. So Shmiras Einayim, if a person doesn't get control of Shmiras Einayim, so the amount of averas he's going to have is going to be huge. And the last reason is because people don't necessarily give as much chashivas to Shmiras Einayim. A person does an avera, you know what usually happens afterwards? He feels terrible. Oh, he feels really bad about it. And he has regret, and that regret is cleansing. It cleanses you. Person feels guilty. That's part of charata. But with Shmiras Einayim, people are like, you know, what's the big deal? What's the problem? They don't even notice. There's no charata. There's no cleansing. And the avera stays with you. It brings a pasuk in Mishlei. Dor tahar be'enav. A generation that's pure in its eyes. U'meitzei asay lo ruchatz. It never cleansed itself from the filth, from the manure that it's in. Because if a person says, look, I just, all it was my eyes, it's not a big deal, nothing happened. He doesn't realize that he's surrounded with filth, with tzoya. So he never had the guilt and the charata to be able to cleanse himself. These are the three reasons why Shmiras Einayim is so terrible. Because people don't have charata, because it's happening all the time, because it's happening in the most pristine place in the human neshama, which is our mind. The Gemara says, it's Yahari Gval Yavar. That's the Gemara. So Abayisai, I think that we've established, for those of us that are being honest, we have to get a grip on ourselves. And it's hard. Shmiras Einayim is not simple. How are we going to manage? That we're going to have to figure out. But we got to get a grip. This is not something that's like, you know, it would be a nice thing to do. I would like to do that, you know, when I'm ready for it. This is super serious business. So Beis Hashem, in the coming weeks, I'm going to try, V'siyat Lishmai, give you Eitzes. Eitzes from Chazal. Eitzes from Rambam. Eitzes from the Sifrei Musar on how to tackle Shmiras Einayim. And we can. We can. It's for sure hard. But I want to tell you something. This is the Nisayan of the generation. A person who's Machban Shmiras Einayim, the tremendous Zchusim he has, the Nachas Ruach the Eibishter has. I've been beating on people about that aren't Machban Shmiras Einayim. We're going to tell you some nice things about people that are. A person who's careful with his eyes, Zoyche V'roya Pnei HaShchina, he's going to have Gilui Shchina. He's going to be Zoyche to, he's going to be called Tzadik Yisoyed Olam, this tremendous, tremendous Zchus. It's a challenge. But all we need is techniques. And then we'll be able to be Oymer Minisayim. We'll continue, Be'ez Hashem, hopefully.